an entomologist for the University of Arkansas, and I have some co-authors, and any misstatements that I make are not their fault. They're totally mine, but I would like to recognize my counterparts in Mississippi and Tennessee. The Mid-South Cotton Entomologist Working Group is a very close-knit group, and we've developed a good relationship and working hard towards answering the problems of growers across the Mid-South. I'd like to talk about how things are changing in cotton, and certainly there's a lot of reasons why the pest status has changed for a lot of our pests. Certainly the use of transgenics, less applications, along with boll weevil eradication, spraying less for these pests, has freed up the sucking pest complex. And what we've noticed the last couple of years with this huge reduction in acreage of cotton, that there's several alternate hosts around those cotton fields now that are really problematic for us, and we're seeing extremely high numbers of pests because of this reduction in acreage. Cotton has always been a very attractive crop for a lot of pests, and just because we're not growing as much now, that means there's less acreage for them to jump on, and we're seeing these kind of issues with very high numbers of pests coming into cotton. If you look, and Tom Barber was up here earlier, talked about the reduction in acreage, you know, that we're talking about. And if you look at just the Mid-South in 2006, the reduction of 35% or better of our cotton acreage. And then in from 07 to 08, another 25% and up for us. And like Tom said, we've reduced acreage from about 1.2 million acres now to about 640,000 acres, with all the states around us having similar drops. So what results is you got a bunch of fields around that cotton field now that are supplying those pests that are causing us the problems that we're seeing, particularly plant bugs, stink bugs, spider mites. And those are the pests that we kind of want to key on today and talk about how things have changed and how we have to change to meet the needs of the cotton producer today. If you look at the cost of ligus control in 2007, you're looking at an average of about $8.65 across the cotton belt. But when you focus in on those states around the Mid-South, you know, you're looking at cost upwards of $25 to even up to $40 an acre to control just tarnished plant bug, and that's become a real issue for us. And part of the process of evolving pest changes is that, you know, 20 years ago our main pest was bollworms and budworms, and you look today and certainly with the transgenics, they're not that big an issue, but we're still, a lot of people are still trying to sample the same way that they sampled when worms were a problem. And that's been a big issue for us. The whole plant or modified whole plant search that worked for worms and other LEP problems just doesn't apply to us today for plant bugs or the sucking bug complex. So if the sucking bug complex is number one, then we have to alter our sampling methods and use the most effective methods that we can find to address that situation and to effectively evaluate the population out there and determine when we need to take action. So the Mid-South group, I told you, we worked together pretty close, and we started working a few years ago on a evaluation of sampling techniques and trying to find answers for our clientele about how they should be sampling for those plant bugs. And the next step, obviously, is to evaluate our current thresholds, because frankly, a lot of consultants out in the Mid-South didn't have a lot of faith in our thresholds. So while there's still a lot of work to be done with plant bugs, there are several things that we do know. That the sweep net is most effective to assess plant bug populations prior to bloom. That the black shake sheets are best for assessing plant bug populations after bloom. And if you monitor early square retention and those kind of things, that even helps you more. But we've settled on a threshold of about 3 plant bugs per 5 row feet in mid-season, and somewhere around 8, 9 to 12 plant bugs per 100 sweeps for an action level for plant bug control. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done. We need to find some alternatives to insecticides, and that's ongoing work. One of the biggest, I think, threats to plant bug management is the insecticide resistance issue. And you'll hear a lot about all these things in other symposiums. And if you go to the insecticide or the Insect Research and Control Conference, there'll be a lot of talks about this. So I don't want to dwell on it too much, but certainly pyrethroids have not been effective for most of the Mid-South for the last several years. We're beginning to see some problems with acephate, and it's very important for us to determine how to manage plant bugs without getting into problems with resistance. We really need some new mode of actions out there. The toolbox is getting pretty low for control of plant bugs, and we need desperately to see some new mode of actions and to effectively use some of the new insecticides, because the old squirt and count method of going out and spraying and checking 3 days later to see where you are with plant bugs doesn't necessarily work very well with some of these new chemistries like Novaluron and Flonicamide. You really have to look out past 8 to 10 days to really get a feel for how effective these products can be. So it's very dangerous for a consultant to go out and spray these kind of compounds and go out 3 days later and determine whether or not he got the control that he needed. So this is an ongoing process for us. There certainly are several challenges or opportunities with plant bugs. The resistance issue is big. We need to continue to work on that issue. We need the new chemistry. We need to find some alternatives to chemical control, like the area-wide management program. We need to maintain the insecticides that we have. We heard earlier from the EPA about the EPA situation and the difficulties that we have maintaining the chemistries that we have, particularly organophosphates. So this is an ongoing issue for us. Another one that's big is the corn-cotton interface and how it impacts those populations. Stink bugs are also a big problem that we're beginning to see, like our neighbors in the southeast. The plant bug or stink bug issue is beginning to rear its ugly head in the Mid-South, and we're beginning to learn about the damage that this pest can cause. We still got a lot of work to do on thresholds. We're not really certain that threshold that you see of 1 bug per 6 row feet is going to be where we need to be. There's not got a lot of work to do in the threshold area, and certainly termination sampling methods for stink bugs is an issue that is ongoing for us now as they become more prevalent in the Mid-South. Last pest I'll talk about, spider mites, certainly an issue for us. Trying to find the correlation of mite infestations and yield decline. The same corn-cotton interface is an issue for us there too. We find now that mites come out of corn and are moving into our cotton fields, so that's something that we're going to have to continue to work on. And certainly efficacy of miticides during that period when they do infest our crop, we're seeing differences in the time frame of when the chemicals work and when they don't. It seems like there's a difference on early season mites compared to late season mites and how efficacious some of our compounds are. On a positive note, Dr. Stewart was telling me, Dr. Scott Stewart from Tennessee, about the new multi-toxin BT corn hybrids that are coming out. The triple stack, what they call triple stack, YieldGuard VT or Triple Pro. And it appears that from his studies, if you look at these compared to the to the non-BT and the VT Pro with the Herculex, that there's a whole lot less boll worms coming out of those crops than what we've seen in the past. So that's a very positive thing that may be going on for us in the future. So maybe that'll help us a lot. But finally, I'd say that with the recent changes that we've seen, with all the crop shifts, boll weevil eradication, that we've seen a big change in pest status, and that we're going to have to address thresholds and sampling procedures and control tactics to meet those needs for our growers in the Mid-South.